Today, Shir's Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We had learnt in the Mishnah, Masik and I say, again, in order to keep the Kohen Gadol up the entire night of Yom Kippur, Masik and I say, Ad Zgiyaz Man Shechita. Until the time of the Shechita came, we kept them occupied. It says the Gemara Tana Loya, Masik and I say, Loy Ben Neva, Loy Bechina. They didn't keep them up by playing musical instruments, elbape. The only way they kept them up was by singing. So of course the Rishonim ask, how can we even have a Havamina that they kept them up with a musical instrument? It's Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. But going back to a concept that we discussed in our previous year, that Ein Shfus B'Migdash, and playing an instrument is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And that's why maybe we would think that we should be allowed to play an instrument. Here we see that even though Ein Shfus B'Migdash, if we don't need to rely on the heter of Ein Shfus B'Migdash, of course we won't rely on it. And therefore we don't want to play a musical instrument if we don't need to. So the question is, but we learned yesterday that they used to snap the fingers to keep them up. Why would that, according to the opinions we discussed, that it's not permitted to do that? Why is that permitted? So the Rishonim explained that waking up a person, there was no other way to wake him up unless they snapped the fingers. However, when it comes to the musical instrument, they could sing and they did not have to play an instrument. Says the Brayso Mayo Imrim, exactly what did they say? Im Hashem Layivna Bayis, Shav Omla Bonav Boy. If I could say that everything we need to do on this evening of Yom Kippur, everything the avoider you, the Kohen Gadol, need to do, needs to be done, L'shem Shemayim. The Pash Pshat in the Pasuk is, as Rashi explains, David HaMelech saw that the day that Shlomo HaMelech was going to build the Beis HaMikdash would be the day that he would marry the Bas Paroi. And David HaMelech was saying to Shlomo HaMelech, what is the purpose of you building a Beis HaMikdash if you're going to marry a Bas Paroi? Shav of my Bonaboy. There's no point in building a Beis HaMikdash if it's not going to be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And that's the same thing suggests the Gemara, we say to the Kohen Gadol. You're going in to do this Avoida. The Avoida you do only has value if you do it properly. Another pshat that I saw, that they said to you, we did all our count, we did everything we could, as we're learning in this Perek, to prevent you from having an omission. But after everything we do in life, after everything we do, it's only successful if we have siyata d'shmayim. And that's what they were saying to the Kohen Gadol. Shav om labonaboy. A person could attempt to build the most beautiful edifice, but if there is no siyata d'shmaya, he will not be successful. And that's why after everything that we've done, we always need to rely on the siyata d'shmaya. Says the Gemara, Miyakire Yerushalayim, from the distinguished individuals who live in Yerushalayim, Lo Yishenim Kol HaLayla. They wouldn't sleep all night long. They would stay up with the Kohen Gadol, again, to keep him up. In order that the Kohen Gadol should hear they were up and learning, and the sound of their learning would keep him up, and that would prevent them from falling asleep. Tanya b'shol oimer, af b'gvulim, not only in Yerushalayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, was this the practice, but even outside Yerushalayim, after the Churban HaBayis, they kept this custom, Zeichel HaMikdash, that people stayed up all night long. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Tov Reish Yotes Sif Vav indeed brings the minig to be up the entire night of Yom Kippur, even Bizman Azeh. But the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Katan Yodalid, quoting the Levush, says that we shouldn't have such a minig because we don't have the same strength as they had in the time of Chazal. And because we don't have that same level of strength, if we're going to be up the entire night of Yom Kippur, there is a real concern that we won't be able to fast and daven all day Yom Kippur. Ella, says the Gemara, because they were up that entire night, hayichaitim, it caused them to do an aveira. They were up and they started to say, to speak to each other and started to socialize in the wrong way. Amar Abaye v'Teim Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Targuma na'ado, what happened because they were up the entire night? Damalei Eliyahu Rav Yehuda, Achved Rav Sal Chasida, Amrisu, everybody comes and asks, Amai loy osim Mashiach, why hasn't Mashiach yet come? V'hinda de Yom Kippuruhim, and says, of course I'll explain to you why Mashiach has not yet arrived. Because tonight is Yom Kippur, v'ivakava b'sulta ben ador, because they were up all night, and they were socializing, men and women, and they came to have relations on the holy night of Yom Kippur. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Amalei, Rav Yehuda Achvasala asked Elio, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mai Amar, how does a Kodesh Baruch Hu react to this terrible aveira that people are doing on Yom Kippur? Because I saw the way Rabbi Eliyakim explains the Gemara. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kel Malei Rachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one with tremendous Rachmanis. And if he has Rachmanis all year round, he certainly has Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. So here, Klal Yisrael is not acting in the proper way. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction? So he says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pesach Chatos Roivitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what am I supposed to do? I created Klal Yisrael with the Yetzer Hara, and therefore, since I created them with the Yetzer Hara, that's what causes them to do an Aveira. Another pshat that I saw is that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a Yetzer Hara, the Masha says this pshat, the Be'er Maim Chaim says this pshat, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and we are became unfortunately accustomed to do Averis, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's the way they're accustomed to. And once they're accustomed that way, it's difficult for them to break the habit. And we know that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to defend us, the Satan tries to do the opposite. So what does the Satan say, as the Gemara? Says the Gemara, Amalei, Satan b'yom t'kippur les l'rishus l'stuni. The Satan on Yom Kippur has no right to say anything against Klal Yisrael. Mamai, ask the Gemara, how do we know that the Satan has no right to do so? Says the Gemara, Amalei Mechama, Has Satan is the Gematria Tlas Mei v'shitin v'arba havei. Has Satan is the Gematria of 364. But we know that in the solar year, there are 365 days to teach us. Tlas Mei v'shitin v'arba yomim. 364 days of the year, Islei Rishus Elistune, he could try to prosecute Klal Yisrael. However, b'yom t'kippur, when Yom Kippur comes, lesle rishus l'stune, he has no ability to say bad about Klal Yisrael. So there are many questions. One question is, his name is not HaSotan. Isn't his name Sotan? HaSotan is the Gematria of 3 and 64. But HaSotan, where do we come to the name HaSotan? So the Mashah says that we find in the Pasuk, when the Nevi'im want to speak about the Satan HaMashchis, he is called HaSatan. The Yaris Devash says that even if that's the case, then we know there are more days in the year that the Satan can't say bad against Klal Yisrael. So he says that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, also the Satan can't say bad about Klal Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk says, V'lakachta lechem b'yoyim harishayim, regarding Sukkot. And the Medrash says, Rishon lecheshbon ha'avoinus. And the question is, why is it called Rishon lecheshbon ha'avoinus? The answer is that Lisha L'cheshbon Avonis is because those days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot can't, the Satan can't say bad. So if we take off the hay from HaSatan, so we still have four more extra days. Those four extra days are represented during those days. So of course I saw that the Mefarshim ask a question. We know that the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that Tazayin Amabeis Amar Rav Kuzbedoy Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shloish Sfarim Neftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three Sfarim that are open in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishoyim Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, VeEchad Shal Beinanim. And Rishoyim Gemurim and Nechtavim Alta Lamisa and Tzadikim and Nechtavim Nechtam Alta Lachayim. And the Beinanim stand between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the question is, and they wait till what will happen on Yom Kippur. But here we're saying that the Satan doesn't have any ability, doesn't have any power on Yom Kippur. If he doesn't have any ability or power on Yom Kippur, what is the point? No, he won't be able to say anything bad. And because of that, many Mefarshim suggest that what the Gemara here means to say, that the Satan doesn't have any ability on Yom Kippur, is only to speak about a virus that Chas V'Shalom are done on Yom Kippur, but not during Yom Kippur, but averus that are done all year round, even though it's Yom Kippur, the Satan can mention those averus. Of course, the question is, why do we use the lunar year with the solar year? We always find that we follow the lunar year. So the Ben Yoyad explains that the reason that the solar year is used is because the solar year has a fixed amount of days every year. The lunar year, we know some years are leap years, there's an extra month, etc. So that's why they use a number which is steady. But another pshat that I saw is that not only is Yom Kippur a day that the Satan doesn't have ability, but actually all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva suggest the Yaros Devash, the Satan has no ability. And that's why, even if we follow the lunar year, it's not going to be a problem because all of those 10 days are not included in the days that the Satan has the ability. The Marie Weil says that since the Yetzihara doesn't have any power on Yom Kippur, he says if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, does an Aveira on Yom Kippur, it's so much worse than doing an Aveira all year round. Because all year round, we have a Yetzihara that we could say enticed us to do an Aveira. On Yom Kippur, we don't have that excuse. And that's why an Aveira on Yom Kippur is so much more serious. The first Avoida that was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash is the Mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. The Deshen is the ash which accumulates on the Mizbeach from burning the various fats for all night long. And then when they turn into ash, there is a halacha that that ash should be taken with a pan from Adam Mizbeach and should be put on the floor of the Azara next to Mizbeach. And there was a tremendous nes with that ash that it got absorbed into the ground. And that was one of the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah, B'chol yoyim tarmin hadeshin mizbeach b'zman kriyas agever. Every morning, the Trumas HaDeshen took place when the Kriyas HaGever, as we're going to see exactly in the Gemara, when that was every day, or Samach Lo, or right before that. That's when it was done. Bein Lefana, Bein Le'achrav, either right before or right after the Kriyas HaGever. V'yom Kippurim, but when we speak about Yom Kippur, it was done by Chatzos. It was done by Chatzos Halayla. Uber Golem, on every Yontif, it was even done earlier. It was done at the Shmaya Rishoyna, when the first night of the first third of the night was over. At that point, they did the Trumas HaDeshen. And says the Mishnah of Lahaisa, Kriyas HaGeva Magas, when the Kriyas HaGeva took place in Yerushalayim and on Yom Tovim, by the time the Kriyas HaGeva came along, Achayis Azara Maleim Yisrael, the Azara was already full of the Yisraelim who brought their karbonis. The Migdash David asks a question. How do we look at the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? Is Trumas Hadeshen a din on the ash, that we have to take some ash every day off the Mizbeach, and the ash that we take off covers all the ash on the Mizbeach, or it has nothing to do with the ash, with the rest of the ash? It's a separate din that we have to take some ash off the Mizbeach. So he says, our Mishnah says, Tarmin as a Mizbeach. So we see that there's a din that all the ash that's on the Mizbeach has to be, this has to be from that ash, some ash has to be removed. And therefore, Rabbi Aaron, and the Mishnah of Rabbi Aaron, makes a very important point. When we do, says Rabbi Aaron, the Trumas Hadeshen, we have to be careful that all of the ash that was on the Mizbeach, especially the ash that was there on the last day, is removed. Because the ash that we're taking off is for all the ash that was on the Mizbeach. Rashi points out that there's a minimum shear, how much ash has to be removed from the Mizbeach. You can't have less than a koimetz of ash removed from the Mizbeach. But there is no maximum. The other Rishonim explain that you had to take off a Meloy Hamachta. Meloy Hamachta is not just a koimetz, it's a whole panful. So our Mishnah said that in Yom Tovim, because there was such an abundance of kabbonis brought, because there was such an abundance of kabbonis brought, people already entered the Azara so much earlier. But the Mechitz Chinuch points out that this is only on the Sholosh Regalim. On the Sholosh Regalim, where everybody has to bring the Hilas Riya and the Karban Chagiga, so many people were coming to bring the kabbonis, that's why they entered the Beis HaMikdash so early. But the rest of the year, where even on Rosh Hashanah, he says, where there isn't an obligation in every individual to bring a carbon, that then did not apply. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah Masech Zvachim teaches us, Evarim Shepaku Magab Mizbeach. If you have Evarim that were supposed to put on the Mizbeach to be burnt, as we learned, the Evarim are left on the Mizbeach all night long, and they flew off the Mizbeach. If they flew off Kodem Chatzos, then the Aloch is Yachser, you have to put them back on the Mizbeach. Or Me'alim Behem, and therefore somebody uses those Evarim for their private use, they're subject to this Me'ilah. One thing for sure that all the Rishonim point out, here we're speaking about that because of the heat on the Mizbeach, it sometimes could cause, the combustion could cause that these Avarim should fly off the Mizbeach. But if they didn't fly off the Mizbeach, they just are on the Mizbeach, just were moved away from the fire, those Avarim certainly have to be moved to the fire and be burnt and are subject to Mila. Lachatz Chatzos, but if they flew off after Chatzos, then Lo Yachzer, they don't have to put them back on the Mizbeach, Vein Mayam Behem, and they're not subject to Me'ilah. The Me'iri makes a very interesting point. He says, let's say they flew off the Mizbeach before Chatzos, but the Kohen did not have the opportunity to put them back on the Mizbeach, and now Chatzos came, there is no Chiv to put them on the Mizbeach. Furthermore, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim teaches us that everything we're discussing here, do we have to put it back on the Mizbeach? Do we not have to put it back on the Mizbeach? Is only in a situation where they have not been reduced to charcoal. But if the Avarim already are like charcoal, there the halacha is that we, under no circumstances, must they be returned to the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara. Menanimili. So we have this distinction between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Ask the Gemara, Menanimili, from where do we know this halacha? Amar Rav. So Rav says, because there's a stira in the Pesukim. Kasar Echer Oimer, one Pasuk says, Kol Alayla V'Hikter, that it should be on the Mizbeach all night long. Meaning that if they flew off the Mizbeach at any point during the night, the Halacha would require us to put it back on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, Kasav Echer Oimer, a different Pasuk says, Kol HaLayla V'Heirim. The pasuk says, here it says that V'Heirim is Hadeshin, and the pasuk goes back, Kol HaLayla Arabayker. This pasuk seems to say that the Trumas Hadeshin, this is a pasuk that refers to the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Trumas Hadeshin could take place any time during the night. Now, if the halacha is that the Avrim have to be on the Mizbeach all night long, how could I do Trumas Hadeshin during the night? I need to keep the Avrim, let them become ash by being on the Mizbeach all night long. The fact that we could take it off earlier as Trumas Hadeshin means that there is no obligation that the Avrim should be on the Mizbeach all night long. How Kate said, how can we reconcile these two psukim? Says the Gemara, the way to reconcile this psukim is chalkeyu, to divide the night into two parts. Chetzio, the first half of the night, should be for haktara, that anything that flew off has to be returned. The chetzio, and the second night, second part of the night, is already the part of the night where you could do Trumas Hadeshin, and there is no din that has to be separate. So I saw the Noam HaLamelech says, what's the lesson of Avram Shapoku Me'al Gabim Mizbeach Koidim Chatzos Yakdor? He says that people in general are good. People are good, but they have Avram. They have parts of their being that sometimes certain Avram don't act correct. And therefore, when a person does tshuva, he should try to do tshuva on those Avram. On those Avram that have not acted the way they ought to act, yachzer, they should do tshuva, and then all of the person will be able to come back, will be able to come back close to Hashem. But ask the Gemara, so on the terrace that the Gemara just gave, the till chatzois, the Avrim have to be burning on the Mizbeach. After chatzois, Trumas Hadeshin may begin. Masar of Kahana, now Mishnah said, B'chol yoyim tarmas mizbeach, B'kriyas hagevos, Samach loy, B'yim mefano, B'yim ma'achrof. B'yoyim chapurim mechatzois, Amregoylem, Ashmar Rishoyna. So here we already learned that we started doing Trumas Hadeshin much earlier in the evening. Ask the Gemara, V'isal k'daitach, if we're going to say that everything that's kept on the Mizbeach is mechatzois deraisa here, the halach is from chatzois, so the question is, heichem magdiminen, how on the Yom Tovim can we do Trumas Hadeshin earlier? All the Avrim have to remain on the Mizbeach until chatzois. So Rashi says that the Gemara's question is, heichem magdiminen, how can we do it earlier in the evening? Taisus, because as we just learned, it has to be there till chatzos, and the question heichem achrinen doesn't belong in the Gemara. However, Taisus, the very maskal heichi, says that the Gemara's question heichem achrinen is also part of the Gemara's question, because if we just learned that chatzos is the time where we're allowed to do Trumas Hadeshin, so why don't we do Trumas Hadeshin every evening by Chatzos? Isn't there a rule of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs? And why on every evening, as our Mishnah says, do we wait to do Trumas Hadeshin till the Kriyas Hagever? We should do it earlier. The Mefarshim explain, why didn't Rashi like that pshat? Because, yes, usually a mitzvah should be done at the earliest time possible. Zrizim magdim l'mitzvahs. However, if by waiting to do the mitzvah later, we're able to do the mitzvah better, then there is no rule of zrizim magdim l'mitzvahs. And therefore Rashi held that every night, of course we should do Trumas Hadeshin later. The later we wait, the more ash there'll be, and of course that's why we should do the Trumas Hadeshin later. It could be, I was thinking, that the Machloikas Rashi in Taisus goes back to something we mentioned earlier in our shir, the question that the Midrash David and the Reb Aaron Zatzal discuss. Is the halacha of Trumas Hadeshin a din in the ash, or is the din of Trumas Hadeshin a din in the Mizbeach? If we say the Trumas Hadeshin is a din in the Mizbeach, That's what we're going to say is Tosfos' opinion. And therefore, we should do the Trumas HaDeshen at Chatzos. The earlier, the better. But if the din of Trumas HaDeshen is on the ash, we should wait, says Rashi, to accumulate the ash. And that's why there's no question, why is the Trumas HaDeshen not done right at Chatzos? Because of this question, the Gemara attempts to have an entire different way of learning. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk, the one Pasuk says, Kol Halayla V'Hikter, which seems to indicate that it should take, the Trumas HaDeshen should take place all night long. Or the other Pasuk says, Kol Halayla V'Hikter, that the mitzvah of burning the Avirim should be all night. On the other hand, the other Pasuk says, Kol Halayla V'Hikter, that the Trumas HaDeshen should be all night long. The halach is as follows. Some things that is a halacha that should be burnt all night, which are those, the Avrim that didn't get yet burnt, have a din that we should keep on the Mizbeach, and therefore, if they flew off the Mizbeach, they should be returned to the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk Kol Halayla V'Hikter teaches us then that the ash, the karbonis, the Avrim that were already burnt, they could be already taken off. The Trumas HaDeshen can be done on them already at the beginning of the night. And the din that we spoke about, Chatzos, is learnt differently. Mimash Mishanemar, he says, Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk that speaks about burning the Karban Oila, says, Zois Tyrus Oila, Hia Aloila Al Moita Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla. So obviously, the Torah is teaching us that the Avram of the Mizbeach, the Avram of the Karban Oila, should be on the Mizbeach all night long. So obviously, if it says Kol Halayla, it means any day, Shor HaBoker. It obviously means till the morning. Why did the Torah have to say Kol Halayla Ad HaBoker? To teach us, Tein Boker LaBoker Shalayla. That normally Boker means the morning, Alois HaShachar. And here we're telling us to make it earlier. But the Pasuk didn't say that what is exactly the earlier time. But Chazal came along and said that the earlier time must mean Chatzos, because Chatzos is a point in the evening, a point in the night, where things transition. There's the first half of the night and the second half of the night, so it must be the halacha that we just learned. Chatzos is the defining moment regarding Avram that flew off the Mizbeach. Hilkach. So since we just learned that the pasuk that says V'Hairim HaSadash, said the Kol Halayla V'Hairim, truthfully, Trumas HaDeshen can be done all night. So therefore, B'chol Yoyim, every day, besides Yom Kippur and the Yom Tovim, B'Kriyas HaGever Oysamach Loi, at the time of Kriyas HaGever, Oysamach Loi Be'im Lefan Be'im Achrov, either right before or right after, Sagya, we could do Trumas HaDeshen at that point, and there's no reason to do it earlier. B'Yom Kippur, when we speak about Yom Kippur, Dike Chosh the Kohen Gadol, where we have to worry about the strength of the Kohen Gadol, and we have to be concerned that the Kohen Gadol won't have the ability to do the Trumas HaDeshen. Avdinin, so we do it Mechatzos. We do Trumas HaDeshen on Chatzos. So there's a question that the Rishonim discuss. We know that the Avod on Yom Kippur, as we've been learning, certainly has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The question is, what does that include the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen? Pasha Pshat in the Al Gemara seems to indicate that, of course, the Trumas HaDeshen is included in what must be done by the Kohen Gadol. And that's why our Mishnah says that that's why we're learning. On Yom Kippur, the Trumas HaDeshen was done by Chatzos. The Kohen Gadol did it by Chatzos. And then he could rest up till he'll have to do the rest of the Avodah as day breaks. But the Riva explains that that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Because the Avodah of Trumas HaDeshen, says the Riva, is not an Avodah that must be done by the Kohen Gadol. And he proves his point. Because if the Kohen Gadol would have to do the Trumas HaDeshen, then he would have to go to the mikveh another time. As we learned and will learn extensively, that in the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim 10 times. If this was one of the other avoiders that he would have to do earlier in the evening at Chatzos, he would have to have going to the mikveh and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim an extra time. And we don't find that he went an extra time. So from here he says that the Trumas Hadeshen wasn't done by the Kohen Gadol. He says, what Pshat is, that we did everything early in the evening, so as the Kohen Gadol gets up early in the morning, he should be able to begin the Avoid of Yom Kippur, which he's obligated to do, right at Alois HaShachar. In other words, Taisus explains, Yom Kippur is a long day, and as the day goes on, the Kohen Gadol, who's fasting and working hard, gets weaker. So we want to be able to begin the day as early as possible. So it's not that the Kohen Gadol did the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen was not done by the Kohen Gadol, but it was done early in, by Chatzos. So after the Trumas Hadeshen, they did whatever else they needed to do to prepare the Mizbeach, so that afterwards the Kohen Gadol should immediately get to the Avodah and finish the Avodah before he got too tired. The Sfas Emes points out that if the halacha would be that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Trumas Hadeshen in Yom Kippur, so as we've been learning in our Perek, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, while the Kohen Gadol is sequestered, we also had him practice everything he's going to do on Yom Kippur. And if what it's included in what he's going to do on Yom Kippur is a Trumas Hadeshen, he should practice doing the Trumas Hadeshen. The fact that we don't find that he did the Trumas Hadeshen is a raya that he did not have, that he did not practice doing the Trumas Hadeshen, is a raya that he didn't have to do the Trumas Hadeshen. B'yom Kippurim, as we just said, Dikah Choshe the Kohen Gadol, we have this concern with the Kohen Gadol, Avdin and Mechatzois. Trumas Hadeshen was already done by Chatzois. However, Bergolim, when we speak about all the other Yom Tovim, the Nefishi Yisrael, that there were so many members of Klal Yisrael bringing Kabbonis right after Tamid Shel Shachar. When the Fisha Kabbonis, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, there were so many Kabbonis that were brought, Avdinon, and therefore there was so much ash on the Mizbeach. And even though they only took off a small amount of the ash, it was difficult to take off that small amount from the ash. And in the remaining ash, they had to properly set up on the Mizbeach. That's why they did it earlier, the Seif of Shmai Rishayna, they had to do it already, the Seif of Shmai Rishayna. Another pshat that I saw is that the Kohanim were anxious to do the Trumas Hadeshen earlier in the evening, because as we just learned, when the Alois HaShachar came, the Azara was already full of many members of Klal Yisrael in the Azara. And it was difficult for the Kohanim to get around and do what they had to do. So they purposely began doing the Trumas Hadeshen earlier before the Azara got crowded. Kiriktani, Tama, as we learned in the Mishnah, Lohois HaKris HaGever Magas, that before the Kris HaGever happened in the morning, Achois HaZara Malayim Yisrael, the Azara was full of Klal Yisrael, and that's why they did the Trumas Hadeshen so early at the end of the Shmar Rishayna, at the end of the first third of the evening. Our Mishnah said that all year round they did the Trumas Hadeshen by Kriyas HaGever, a little before, a little after. But ask the Gemara, what is meant by Kriyas HaGever that's mentioned in our Mishnah? Rava Makara Gavra, there was a person whose job was to make the announcement, to wake up all the Kohanim, to come to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Kriyas HaGever is meant. Rav Sheila Omer, Kriyas HaTanagol, it means that when the chicken started making the noise in the morning, that's when the time is to do Trumas Hadeshen. So I saw that the Shalza Chuvas Ramam Mipano asks, how could we say that Kriyas HaGever means when the chicken starts to crow? The Gemara and Masechta Baba Kama that Ayin Tes Omebeis teaches us, we did not raise chickens in Yerushalayim, Nei Hakotchim. So there are no chickens. So the Ramam Mipano says that what the Gemara over there means, that they did not allow chickens to walk around the city of Yerushalayim, because the concern was that the chickens may schlep out of the garbage dump things that are tameh. And in Yerushalayim, as we've learned many times, there was a very serious consideration not to let tumah happen in Yerushalayim. So they were very careful not to have chickens that may schlep something tameh from one place to another around Yerushalayim. However, if the chickens are kept in a chicken coop, then that concern isn't there. And then for there were chickens in Yerushalayim locked into the chicken coops. Says the Gemara, Rav Ikla Asur Rav Shila. Rav came to the place where Rav Shila was the Rav. Lohav Amar Lamekam Led Rav Shila. In those days, the way a Talmud Chacham gave a drasha was he would say the drasha, and next to him there would be a Meturgeman. And the Gemara and the Rishonim give two reasons why a Turgeman would stand by the side of the Talmud Chacham giving a drasha. One reason is because the Rav giving the drasha did not necessarily have a loud enough voice that everybody could hear his drasha. They obviously did not have microphone systems. So this Amira, that would be the person standing next to him, would be able to have a loud voice, and when he said the drasha to him, he could amplify it that everybody could hear it. Another pshat was that the Rav spoke in a language that the people did not necessarily understand. And they wanted, of course, everybody to be able to understand the drasha that the Rav was giving. So the Turgman spoke in a language, the Rav gave it in Hebrew or whatever, the language that Rabbonim spoke. And the Turgman said it over in a language that everybody could understand. So says the Gemara, Rav came to Rav Shela's city, and Lahav Amar Lamekam Aleid Rav Shela, there was nobody there that could be the Amira. Come Rav Alei, so Rav served the purpose of being the Meturgeman. And the Mirushainim explain, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kabir es Hashem Mahoincha. And the Yaakov Shemoni says, Kabir es Hashem Mahoincha, Atikr Mahoincha. Mahoincha means your fortune, your money. Elam Migroincha. That if somebody has the ability to serve Hashem Migroincha with his voice, that's what he's obligated to do. So Rav saw that there's a need for Namaira. He knew that he had the ability to serve in that role, and that's why he volunteered. The Kamafarish, and when Shela told him the words Kriyas HaGever, Rav said Kara Gavra. He meant that the person who made the announcement, that's the definition of Kriyas HaGever. Amalei Rav Shela. So Rav Shela said, why are you interpreting it that way? V'lei mamar Kara Tanagoyla. That it means the chicken. Amalei Abba V'lchari. There was Zemer. If you have a flute that could sling nicely, L'gadoy l'mekamamene, it means if people who are low-level people that can't understand and appreciate the sounds that a flute makes, it's not a problem with the flute. It's a problem with the people. And that's what he's saying is, Kihav kamina leid Reb Chiya. When I was learning by Reb Chiya, and I served as a Turgeman by Reb Chiya, and when he said, when I explained Kriyas Gavra means Kara Gavra, and he said that it means that the person who made the announcements was the one that made this announcement, and Rav Chiya, the great Rav Chiya, didn't stop me from explaining it that way. And you, who aren't as great as Rav Chiya, are disputing in the definition of Kara Dagra. So Shela, right away, notes what he said to him was, if great people appreciate this explanation, other people should certainly appreciate it. Amalei, so immediately he said to Rav, Man Niu Rav. It must be, he right away understood that this was Rav, because Rav was the person who was the Targumun by Rav Chiya. And of course, Neinachmar, it's very inappropriate that you, the great Rav, should serve in the position of being my Meturgeman. Amalei, so Rav responded to him, Amri Inshim. He said, there's another saying that people say. It tagritlei puts Amri, if you are hired by a person to comb his wool, even if you're hired by a person, you have to do the job that you're given. And here too, I was hired to do this job. I was hired to be your Meturgeman. I have to do my job. I can't stop it. Ikad Amri, Hach Amri Lei. This is what he said to him. Mal Mekodesh V'loy Maridin. If I will stop being the Meturgeman, you're going to take someone else. And that person will not be on the same stature as I am. And here we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So we're speaking about Kriyas HaTorah. We want to have a person that is of the highest stature. We can't revert back to somebody not as significant. So now we have a mashaila, as we learned, what is the proper definition of Kara Gavra? So it says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa the Rav, and Tanya Kavasa the Rav Shela. Tanya Kavasa the Rav, the Braisa speaks about Gvini Kruz, the person who was Gvini, who his job was to make the announcements in the Beis HaMikdash, to announce the different times for doing Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Mao Omer, every morning he used to make an announcement to begin the day. He would say, Imdu Kahanam Lavadaschem, V'Levi'im L'Dudachnem, V'Yisrael Mamatchem. The Gemara, in Masech the Tainus, explains that when a person brings a carbon, he has to be there as his carbon is being brought. So of course, every day Kabbanos Tzibur were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, there were Kahanim and Levim in the Beis HaMikdash doing what they were supposed to be doing. But where do we have Yisraelim, who, as we learned in Masech the Shkolim, also contributed to the Kabbanos Tzibur? How did they participate in the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? So there was something called Mamodus. There were people who were Yirei Shemayim, who came from all over Eretz Yisrael, and they would come to Yerushalayim, and they would be there, and the Gemara explains in the great length what they did all week in Yerushalayim. They would fast on certain days, and they were the representatives of Klal Yisrael in the Kabbonis. The Gemara over there also explains that not everybody necessarily came to Yerushalayim. In every city, there were the Anshei Maimed. But there were certain people in Yerushalayim, and this announcer, Gvini Kruz, every morning would wake them up to come do the Avodah. Vayikaila Nishma, and when he had such a strong voice that his voice could be heard, Shalosh Prasos. And says the Gemara, Maisa be Agrifas HaMelech, that there was a situation with Agrifas HaMelech, Shahari Baba Derech, he was traveling on the road, Vishama Kaila be Shalosh Prasos. His voice was heard so far all the way to Shalosh Prasos. Agrifas HaMelech was the last Melech in Klal Yisrael. In his time is when the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. And Shigal HaMetanis, he sent Gvini presents for the Gvaldig Avodah that he did. The Tveres Yisrael points out that it wasn't necessarily the case that every day Gvini Kruz's voice traveled that far. He says only on certain days when the weather conditions, the wind, etc. were there, that's when his voice traveled. Because he explains, if it happened every day, then Agrifas HaMelech would not be surprised by hearing his voice. The fact that it happened and got surprised, it is an indication that it did not happen every day. Vav became, says the Gemara, even though we're learning how powerful a voice Gvini Kruz had, Kohen Gadol b'shibach menu, the Kohen Gadol's voice was even greater. Domemar, Kfar, there was already a situation, it's Gemara we're going to learn later on the Aflam HaTesma base, that when the Kohen Gadol said his vidui on the par on Yom Kippur, he said, on Hashem, nishma kol b'yirichai. When he said that, his voice could be heard all the way to Yirichai. V'amar Rabba b'chana om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishlaim ad Yirichai, from Mishlaim to Yirichai is esepasoi. So we see that his voice could travel that far. And moreover, says the Gemara, Avgav the Hocha, when we speak about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Ikecholsha, he's fasting, as we learned, he's working all day. Still, his voice was able to travel so far. V'Hocha, Gvini Kruz, every day of the year, Leka Cholsha, wasn't weak, he wasn't fasting, he wasn't tired from the Avodah. Hocha, furthermore, the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah Yamama, where during the day, with sound doesn't travel so far. For Hossam, by Gvini, he did it early in the morning, as we've been learning, when it was still night. And at night, sound travels further. Domer Reb Levi, why doesn't sound travel so far by day as it travels by night? The sun goes through the sky, like somebody who's chopping wood. And when you're chopping wood, it prevents you from being able to hear other sound. Of course, this Gemara should not be understood so simple, but the way we should understand the Gemara As by day, there's much going on, and that prevents other sounds from being heard. By night, there isn't that much going on. Says the Gemara, "Haichirga de yoyma." When we see specks coming out in the sky, loy shmei, the name of those specks is called loy. V'cha the kamin nevuchanetzer, and this nevuchanetzer says, called the ara. All when he had the dream mentioned in Daniel, he says everybody who lives in the world kaloch shiva. It's considered like the law. These specks that you see sometimes from the rays of the sun. Tarabon emolei galgal chama. If not for the sun, nishma kol hamani sharoimi, we would be able to hear the Roman Empire as it's trying to capture the entire world. Vila kamal hamani sharoimi nishma kol galgal chama. In other words, there's so much noise that one noise cancels out the other noise all day long. So our Gemara teaches us that when the Kohen Gadol said on Hashem on Yom Kippur. Kail and Nishma b'Yirichai. So I saw that Rabbi Yoshev explains, what's the reason that the Gemara tells us that this happened every day? There must be a reason for us to know this. So Rabbi Yoshev explains, because as we know, as we say every year by Musaf on Yom Kippur, that when the Kohen Gadol did say on Hashem, everybody Kairim Mishtachvim, everybody who heard it, anybody who heard Shema Mefurish, Yoitzim Pik Kohen Gadol, would fall Kairim Mishtachvim. And what our Gemara means to teach us is that the people, Til Yerichai, heard the Kohen Gadol say this, and because the people, Til Yerichai, heard the Kohen Gadol say it, all these people fell Kairim Mishtachvim. Says Rabbi Yoshev, that Halach L'maisa, that we know that our minig is, that when the Baal Tefillah says this in the Musaf on Yom Kippur, everybody in the shul falls Kairim Mishtachvim. So Rabbi Yoshev says, if somebody's walking by a shul and he hears the Baal Tefillah in the shul say, honor Hashem, and everybody in the shul Kairim Mishtachvim, if you walk by the shul and you hear the Chazan saying it, you too should be Kairim Mishtachvim, just like all the people fell to the ground, all the people who lived all the way till Yerichai.